101.9 FM.
Are you gonna just stay at home? Lean back on your velvet throne.
MRG Concerts presents Pop Punk Powerhouses X Hex. They will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guest Feels on Friday, April 19th. Tickets are running low, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records. Girlpool will be bringing their ever-evolving sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on April 13th. You don't want to miss this. With guests Hatchie and Claude, grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
BBC World Service. And now, Play of the Week. A chance to hear a two-part production of Neuromancer by William Gibson. Neuromancer is one of the most celebrated science fiction novels of all time. Episode 1 follows shortly, and you can hear the second episode on Play of the Week next week. William Gibson is one of the most highly respected science fiction novelists in the world. His previous books and short stories have been worldwide hits, translated into many different languages. His unique vision of the future has influenced many filmmakers and writers over the years. The recent hit film Johnny Mnemonic was adapted from a Gibson short story, and many consider the world of The Matrix to be directly influenced by his vision. Neuromancer is a typical Gibson novel. Set in the future, it's the story of Case, a hotshot computer cowboy cruising the information highway. Case is a thief who stole secrets for bigger thieves, but then committed the ultimate crime and stole from his employers. In revenge, they destroyed his nervous system and left him unable to work, hustling the dangerous streets of the city's sprawl. This is where we find Case at the start of Episode 1, Down and Out. He's a man for whom which the nightmare is only just beginning. So sit back and enter the unique world of Neuromancer. And don't forget you can hear Episode 2 next week.
John Shrapnel. James Laurenson. Nicola Walker. Owen McCarthy. Neuromancer.
The sky above the port is the color of television, tuned to a dead channel.
The novel by William Gibson. Dramatized by Mike Walker. Neuromancer.
It's not like I'm using.
A sprawl voice?
It's like my body just developed this massive drug deficiency.
A sprawl joke. Another day to get through. God, I need a drink.
Hervage was in here earlier with two Joe boys. Maybe some business he has with you, huh, Case?
Rats. Barkeep at the Chasubo. Using his prosthetic arm to pour Kieran beer for the crowd.
Me? I don't know from anything, Rats.
In an age of affordable beauty, Rats' ugliness is the stuff of a legend. The arm, a Russian military prosthesis, 7-function force feedback and a dirty plastic. You can squeeze steel.
Oh, you're too much the artist, Haircase. You are the artist of the slightly funny deal.
Sure, somebody's got to be funny around here. Sure as hell isn't you. Can I get a drink?
Well, it's a bar, if you can pay.
I can pay. I have a job. I sell stuff to Wage.
Oh, did I tell you Herr Wage is looking for you?
You told me.
Then maybe you don't have a job anymore. No future, neither.
guess I had a future once. Way back, last year when I was still working. I operated on an almost non-stop adrenaline high. Jacked into a custom cyberspace deck that took me into the Matrix. I was a thief who worked for other wealthier thieves. I stole from the big corporations. And then I stole from my employers. A sin against the Holy Ghost.
We don't mind the money, Mr. Case. Sure, you keep it. That's fine. You need it, see? Because you are never going to work again. We are going to screw up your nervous system just enough to destroy your ability to serve cyberspace.
I hallucinated for 30 hours while the toxin corroded my nervous system. The damage was minute, subtle, and utterly effective. The eye of the mind was shut. The body is meat. I fell into the prison of my own flesh.
Hey, you sleeping okay, Case? You sure you're okay?
Yeah. Long as I take the pills. Give me another.
He wants to see you with a hole in your face.
Wage? No way, I owe him too much. He'd lose out. Too many people owe him.
Well, maybe you're the example. I seriously advise find the money to pay the man. You'd better pay me also. Huh? The two beers, Herr Hunger Artist.
I have to owe you rats.
I think you also owe this gentleman. Herr Wage, how great a pleasure. Too seldom do you honor us.
Wage's eyes. Vat-grown, sea-green Nikon transplants.
How you doing, Case?
The suit. Gunmetal gray, a platinum bracelet on either wrist. A Joe boy on either side, bulging with grafted muscle.
Gentlemen, I want no trouble here.
The ashtray, shatterproof plastic.
You don't take nobody out in my bar.
So who's taking anybody out? It's just business between Case and me. A consignment.
I heard you want to do me, Wage.
You have my stuff?
Times are thin. You have to wait. Give me some time.
You got no time with me. I don't want you, Case. We're clear. You and me.
What?
I sold your contract.
I don't have a contract.
You do now. Come on, guys.
What the hell? Rats? What is this?
Hey, go home, Herr Artist.
Cheap hotel. If the place has another name, I don't know it. I rent a coffin-sized room here. 10 floors high, lashed to the building next door by epoxy resin. What the hell was happening to me? My life was crashing to a point of no recovery. Oh, shit.
Close the door real slow, friend. You armed?
Who the hell are you? No, I'm not armed.
She wears mirrored glasses. Then I see they are mirrors set into her head, protecting her eyes. So you never see them, never know.
Squat.
What she's thinking.
With Weege? He was lying. You gonna kill me for him?
I think you screwed up, Case. But I'm not gonna offer you.
The silver lenses grow from the flesh above her cheekbones and her nails. The nails look weird.
You bought my contract?
One live body. Brain still somewhat intact. Molly. My name is Molly. I'm just collecting you. Man I work for wants to talk. That's all.
That's good.
Except I do sometimes hurt people.
She holds out her hand. Palm up, and with a click, 10 double-edged scalpel blades slide from beneath the burgundy fingernails. She smiles. The blades slowly withdraw. After a year of living in backstreet hotels, The room at the 25th floor of the Chiba City Hilton seems enormous.
Get some coffee inside you. Looks like you need it.
What I need is my business.
Sun's up, Case. This is your lucky day.
Hey.
The guy appears from nowhere. Big, blue eyes so pale I think of bleach. Special forces ring through the left earlobe. This man is bad news. This is not my lucky day.
You're okay, Case. But you're not going anywhere till Mr. Armitage has his say.
Well, I don't have anywhere to go anyway.
Too young to remember the war, Case. Petersburg, Kiev, Siberia. We invented you in Siberia, Case.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Screaming Fist. You ever hear the name?
Yeah, some kind of war mission, wasn't it? Special forces flew into Russia, tried to destroy their computer nexus with virus programs. Yeah, I heard about it. Nobody got out.
Uh-uh. One unit made it back to Helsinki. Ah, no. You're a console cowboy. The programs you used to crack industrial websites were developed for Screaming Fist. We flew in on Nightwing microlites, a pilot, a matrix deck, and a jockey. We were running a virus called Mole, first of the real intrusion programs.
Icebreakers?
Yeah, ICE. Intrusion countermeasures electronics. Break into any computer system in the world, no matter how well protected.
You know, the problem is, mister, I'm no cyberspace jockey now.
Case, I was there when they invented your kind.
Look, you got nothing to do with me or my kind. Sure, you got money to hire razor girls to drag my ass up here, and I'll never see cyberspace again. And that's where I live now. The street. The sprawl.
Our profile says you're trying to con the street into killing you when you're not looking.
Profile?
You're suicidal, Case. Our profile gives you a month, and our medical projection says you'll need a new pancreas inside a year.
Those faded blue eyes. Washed through. Bleached out.
What would you say if I told you we could correct your neural damage so you could work again?
I'd say you were full of shit.
Huh?
Then I'd ask you what your terms were.
Not very different from what you're used to.
Let the man get some sleep, Armitage.
Terms. And now, right now...
Terms are that you do what you're told.
Oh, what? Where is this?
It's a clinic, Case. A good one. Doesn't have a name. That good.
And we sit in a Japanese garden. White rocks, raked gravel, waiting.
A robot gardener to clean up after you.
Nobody leaves anything here.
Yeah, no trace at all.
Scared. It'll work. You've no idea the kind of technology Armitage has. Like, he's giving the boys here the program they'll need to fix you. It'll put them 3 years ahead of the competition.
I look at her. Black leathers, red cowboy boots with Mexican silver toes, the quicksilver lenses of her eyes empty, looking at me with insect cam.
How long you worked for Armitage?
A couple of months.
Before that?
Someone else. Working girl, you know.
Yeah.
Funny, Case.
What is?
It's like I know you. That profile he's got? I know how you're wired.
No, you don't know me, sister.
You're okay. What you got, it's just called bad luck.
And how about Armitage? Is he okay?
Well, I tell you, the man's definitely onto something. He's got big money now, and he's never had it before. He gets more all the time. Maybe something else is running him.
And what's that mean?
I don't know. I think they're ready for you, Case.
I don't know. I don't know now that it's here. All that stuff messing around with my neurology. Oh, it's...
Too late to back out now.
Cold steel odor. Ice caresses my spine. Fading down corridors of television sky. Voices. Memories in my head.
Hold still, Herr Artist of the Shady Beard. Hold still.
Harry, me and Case, we got no problems between us. I know what he wants, huh? He knows what he wants.
Then, black fire finds the branching tributaries of the nerves. And pain, beyond anything to which the name of pain is given.
Don't move. Ah! Stop it. Case, I gotta find your vein. If you don't lie still, I'll slit your goddamn throat. You're still full of endorphin inhibitors. Case, it's Wednesday. Have this.
Where are we?
Cheap hotel.
Oh, it was a dream?
It was real.
Oh, my back hurts.
That's where they replaced your spinal fluid. Changed your blood, too. You got a new pancreas thrown into the deal, and some new tissue patched into your liver. The nerve stuff, what? A lot of injections.
I gotta punch Dick. I gotta know.
I'm sorry, hotshot. 8-day wait. Your nervous system would fry if you jacked into cyberspace now. Doctor's orders.
Where's Armitage?
Settling up. We're out of here soon. Amsterdam, Paris, then back to the sprawl.
Before we go, somebody I have to see.
Armitage won't like that.
I owe the guy.
For what?
Beer.
Ah, in the money, my artist.
A little.
Enough.
Thank you very much.
Rats, can you do a go-to on a guy? Find out what you can.
Name?
Armitage. He has a suite at the Hilton.
Okay. Well, you know as much as me. This gentleman has an arrangement with the Yakuza, the mob. Yeah, they're screening him from my search.
What history, then? You know all about the Russian war?
Yeah, sure. Lasted 3 weeks. What's to know?
Screaming fist?
Yeah. Don't they teach you history now? Big scandal after the peace. Watergate at the hell and back. The brass, your people, Washington, they wanted to test some new technology, so they sent a mission into Kiev. They knew all about the Russian defenses, it seems. Sent the boys in regardless, just to see. They were dead before they started. Sitting ducks.
Any of those guys make it up?
Yeah, I think maybe one team. Got hold of a Russian gunship, flew it back to Finland. Didn't have entry codes, so they shot their way in through Finnish air defense. That's all I know. Big scandal.
Oh, thanks, Rats. I owe you one.
Yes, I think maybe you do.
After a post-op check at the clinic, we pack and leave. The last I see of Chiba City are the lights and darkness, then a mist over black water, and the drifting shoals of waste. Home. The sprawl. The Boston-Atlanta metropolitan axis. Program a map to display frequency of data exchange and information, and Atlanta burns solid white. I wake from dreams of airports, and somewhere deep in the sprawl's ferro-concrete roots, a train drives a column of stale air through a tunnel. I wake and see Molly naked, just out of reach, across an expanse of white sheet. Overhead, sunlight filters through the soot-stained grid of a skylight. Blank walls, no windows, factory space. I know this kind of building. The tenants would operate in the interzone where art wasn't quite crime. Crime not quite art. I am home.
Someone's coming to secure the place.
I could do that. Infrascan, perimeter, screamers. I got enough.
No, I want it done tight.
Suit yourself. Coffee?
Yeah.
Mr. Armitage, were you ever the heat?
The way he looks at me, I sort of regret the question. There's something about his face. Too still. Inhuman.
I mean, a lot of you, special forces guys. I mean, that number you had them do in my pancreas.
That's a cop routine.
You're a lucky bought case. You should thank me. The one we bought for you is clean. There's no drug effects.
Yeah, well, I happen to like my dependency.
Good, because you have a new one.
How's that?
You have 15 toxic sacs bonded to the lining of various main arteries. They are dissolving very slowly. Each one contains a poison, same one your former employers gave you when you stole from them. You have time to do what I am hiring you for, Case. You can do the job, and I can inject you with an enzyme that'll clear you out and leave you healthy and still fit to work. Otherwise, the sacs melt and you're back where you were. You need us, Case, as badly now as you did when we scraped you out of the gutter. This is good coffee, Molly. Thank you.
Summer in the sprawl. The mall crowd swaying like wind-blown grass. A field of flesh shot through with sudden eddies of need and gratification.
Your computer deck is being delivered tonight.
What did you get me?
Ono Sendai Cyberspace 7. The best.
So where's Armitage now?
Hotel. He likes them classy. Near airports.
Did you know about it?
Huh?
The poison shit, did you?
No.
Well, you think it's true?
Maybe. Maybe not. Works either way.
You know any way I can find out?
Maybe. Come on, do you care? I saw your eyes when I talked about the deck. You want it more than love. It was pornographic. You need to get back into cyberspace. You're hungry for the Matrix.
Yeah, you bet. So what are we doing out here?
Visiting a friend of mine.
Her sprawl wasn't mine. Empty streets. An alley. A blanket hanging over a door. A steel door. Molly doing hand jive in front of a dusty camera. Silent messages.
Well, time and counting, Mol. You know the rates.
We need a body scan, Sam. For implants.
So come on through. I'll check you first, Molly, just in case you're bugged. Stand there, between the pylons. On the marks? Now give me a 360. You got something new?
Infrared behind the glasses, readouts, camera eye, Zeiss icon.
Okay, you're clean. Okay, you. On the spot.
Right here.
Give me a turn. Mm, guys of origin. Some cheap dental work is all.
You read for biologicals?
Think this is the Mayo Clinic. Climb up on the table there, kid. We'll run a little biopsy. I can't see nothing. No toxin sacs. It doesn't mean there aren't any. Maybe something neural. I can't tell for sure. Okay, what else?
I'd like some privacy. Total. So no one can scan us. Put the screens up and leave us alone.
Fine by me. You're paying by the second.
We can talk now. This is as private as I can afford.
What about?
What we're doing.
What are we doing?
Working for Armitage.
And you're saying that all this isn't for his benefit?
Yeah, it ain't. I saw your profile, Case. And I've seen the rest of our shopping list. You ever work with someone who's dead?
No.
You know that the Dixie Flatline's dead?
I heard.
You're gonna be working with him. Or at least with a total recording of his brain.
Somebody gotta read an old Dixie? No, I can't see it. He'd never have sat still for it.
Believe it. SenseNet, big media company. They paid him mega to record his brain patterns. You knew him, didn't you?
Yeah, he was the best. Died brain death 3 times and got revived. Only if SenseNet PLC have the recordings, I don't see how we can get a hold of them.
Well, they sure ain't gonna hand them over with a nice smile. So we're just gonna have to take them. And that's where it gets odd.
Odd?
Now, I've been trying to figure out who's backing Armitage, putting down all the cover, stacking up the money. It ain't the mob. Someone else. It's bigger. Getting the Dixie Flatline out of SenseNet's vaults. I mean, we could steal their new program ideas for next year. We'd be richer than shit, but no way. We're just going after the Flatline's brain scans and nothing else. So Armitage isn't interested in the money.
Yeah, this whole thing is weird. Who's the guy outside?
Finn. He's an old connection of mine. Fence, mostly. I got Armitage to take him on as our communications tech. When he shows up later, you never saw him before, right?
Right. So what do you know about Armitage?
For starters, nobody of that name took part in Operation Screaming Fist. Now, I think once you jack into cyberspace, you should have a little ground.
Oh, man, he'd kill me if he found out.
No, he needs you real bad. Besides, you're clever. Good at what you do, huh?
Who else is on your list with a job?
Guy called Peter Riviera. Certified psychopath. One very nasty piece of work, I hear. Got a talent. He's one-way telepath. He can make you see what he wants, and what he wants is mostly sick.
Thanks for telling me, Molly.
You got it, cowboy. No choice. We hang together, or we sure as hell hang separately. Okay, Finn. We're finished here.
The Matrix has its roots in primitive computer games, in early graphics programs, and military experiments with plugging computers directly into the human brain to enter cyberspace, a virtual space in which actual websites and information banks, emails and viruses have apparent solidity. Cyberjockeys can jack in and move freely within this space as if in a real world.
What's that?
Just an old kid's show. Computer off.
So, you ready to step back in again yourself now?
8 days since the op. Try it. Scared? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I'm going out. Have fun.
Slap on the dermatrodes. Settle the Terry sweatband across my forehead. Not having to look. Knowing it all by touch. Find the power stud. Can I still do it? Please. Now. A gray disc, the color of Chiba City sky. Now. And it flows. Flowers for me. The fluid neon origami trick. The unfolding of my distantless home. Virtual world made real. There, the great scarlet pyramid of the Eastern Seaboard Fishing Authority burning beyond the green cubes of the Mitsubishi Bank. The flickering yellow of the Chrysler Corporation's vast information banks. And far away, like galaxies, the spiral arms of military systems, forever beyond my reach.
I'm cleared for entry. The name's Finn.
Come on up.
I thought you went out.
I did. Then I came back.
How long was I? Whoa. 8 hours.
I guess it worked then.
Yeah, it worked.
I like value for money.
Jesus, where did you come from, Armitage?
I was here.
You know, I didn't see it.
Work to do. This one coming up, the Finn, you can trust him.
Hi. Hi, Mr. Armitage.
Finn, this is Case. Now, you got the stuff?
What is this, please? Somebody?
I got some hardware for your boss. Well, for you and Molly here. We're fitting her with SimStim.
Huh?
Now, come on, wise up. It's a flip-top switch, basically, for your deck. When you're plugged into the Matrix, you flip it, and you'll be plugged into Molly here. You see through her eyes, hear through her ears, feel what she feels. You'll be able to hear her. She won't be able to answer you.
But I'll know when you're there, Case. So don't get any ideas.
We're going into the SenseNet building.
Nobody except God gets in there.
Into their vaults.
And even God doesn't get in the vaults.
Molly will, with you riding mental shotgun so we can monitor her progress.
Please, Mr. Armitage.
I will be laying down a certain amount of covering fire, right, Finn?
Oh, yeah, believe me, this is outrageous. It is perfect. We're using one of the big anarchist street gangs, Panther Moderns. They're going to call in on SenseNet's private security line, tell them some crazy fundamentalist cult has just dumped deadly levels of Blue Nine in the ventilation system.
Blue Nine? Outlawed psychoactive agent, also known as Grievous Angel. It induces homicidal psychosis. People kill each other in a frenzy. Now, that'll end to the building.
So what's my job, apart from finding out how tight Molly's jeans really are?
Screw you.
Why am I riding mental shotgun?
We need you to create a virus which will cut SenseNet's protective ice. You'll have to get through their system, knock out their security wherever Molly needs as she gets to the vaults. The street gang will set up the diversion. Molly will handle any walk-on problems, and the Finn here will be link man between you and her.
And what's the deal? What do we get?
Wait and see, Case. Need to know. Get to work, right? Give me my virus!
Cyber jockeys don't get into SimStim. Basically, it's what they call a meat toy. The audience experiencing life through some big name star as they party their way around the world. Usually it's edited. So if the star gets a headache or stubs their toe, the millions plugged in out there don't feel it. Our operation isn't that sophisticated. I just hope that Molly stays healthy.
Case, you riding? Okay, I'm standing outside the SenseNet building.
SenseNet, the world's preferred provider of SimStim. Molly's standing around outside like any other kid trying to grab a sight of some big star. I can feel and see what she feels and sees, but to contact her, I have to go through Finn.
Boys and girls, ready to play? The Panthers are dialing the security line right now. Their call should be hitting the SenseNet system any second.
I'm going in.
This is the voice of retribution. Know that you will be struck down. The dragon's breath will scorch you. Your building is receiving the blessing of death.
Case? You still there? Sounds like they got the message.
It is necessary to vacate the building. Please leave.
They should be releasing the gas now.
Now this stuff better be harmless.
Don't worry, just a slight anxiety inducer. They've jinxed the PA too. That should be your moment.
It is necessary to vacate the building.
Case, you ready with your virus?
Designated exits. It is necessary to vacate the building. Please leave by your... Huh? Oh my God! We're all gonna die! I don't want to die!
Then I slip a tracker virus into the firewall, protecting the computer systems. Into the outer ice, just enough to allow Molly to enter the staff-only elevator. As for security...
Excuse me, miss, are you an employee?
No.
Molly can handle the security guards on her own. She's going down in the lift, and I trigger my second program. The real deal. The virus pushes through like a needle stretching to infinity. Tiny points of light, sub-sub programs scatter from its electric contrail. And I flip across to Molly. And...
You there, Case? I got a... broken leg. Goddamn guard. He had a shock stave. Trying to walk. Give me a moment. Slap on some Dermadiscs. Kill the pain. If this is too much for you, deck jockey, jack out. Come back in 5 minutes.
I wait while 6,000 micrograms of endorphin analog come down on her pain like a hammer and flip.
Okay. But I'll need a medical team when I get out.
You got it, Mom. How's tricks?
Pretty juicy down here. Parrot steel doors. Case?
The virus puts out a filament. She looks back briefly and I look with her. Two guards lying there. One of them seems to have no eyes left.
I feel the grit under her nails. Blood on the steel.
Take me through, boys. All the way.
A red cursor creeps through gray walls. And there is the pulsing green dot that is our target. What Armitage doesn't know I know about, the recording construct that contains the personality of my old teacher, Dixie Flatline.
Finn, third corridor, 10th safe.
Third corridor, 10th safe.
I got it. Case, do your stuff.
I send a command into their systems. Five locks believe they are still closed. The permanent memory receives a new instruction. The construct was moved, officially, 2 months ago. Right now, it isn't here, so it can't be lost. The vault opens.
Finn, it's number 0467.
0467.
0467. 0467. I've got it. It looks like a lump of black plastic.
How's the leg?
It'll hold. What's it like outside?
It's a riot. Phone barricades, the cops, Medicare. You'll walk out free and easy.
Hope so. Case, you want to clean up behind us?
I reel in the line through the SenseNet protective ice. Gates slam shut behind me as I flash back. And Molly, the painkillers wearing off, comes out into the night.
Case?
Yeah?
I have a message for you.
From Molly?
No.
Armitage?
No. Just a message. I don't know from where.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Winter mute.
Huh?
That's it. That's the message.
Winter mute?
Doctor's statement, please.
So
Leg's fine. Armitage can afford the best. You?
I got a message through Finn. He says it just arrived out of the silence. When he was working, the comm link for the op. Just a word.
What word?
Winter mute.
And?
Why didn't you tell me?
Maybe Finn could tell us both.
Yeah, he says he doesn't know.
Well, that doesn't mean he can't find out. If we pay. Let's go see the man.
You know about this?
We secure?
Secure.
Wintermute.
Wintermute is an AI, artificial intelligence. It's got limited Swiss citizenship under the Act of 53. Built for Tessier Ashpool SA. They own the mainframe and the original software. Big company. They build space stations, own small nations.
And this AI is back in Armitage? That isn't right. Those things aren't allowed any autonomy. It must be the parent company, this Tessier...
Tessier Ashpool SA. The family lives off Earth, Freeside, on an orbital called the Spindle, city in space. You're looking at a very quiet, very rich, very eccentric first-generation high-orbit family. They've got their own cryogenic setup. Cloned themselves through about 8 generations so far. Nobody knows who's still alive, who's dead, who's running things. The founding mama died in some accident. Founding papa spends most of his time in cryogenic sleep.
So, Tessier Ashpool SA, their AI Wintermute and Armitage, where does that leave us?
Nowhere yet. But you got a little side gig now, Case.
Yeah?
When you're checking out the Flatline, reintroducing yourself to your old dead buddy there, feed this to him. Belongs to Armitage. I don't know what. He doesn't know I got it. But if you and the Flatline can crack it, then who knows?
Hey, Flatline. Dixie, that you?
Hey, bro.
It's Case, man. Remember?
Miami, Joe Boy, quick study.
What's the last thing you remember, Dix?
Nothing.
Hey, Dixie, who am I?
You got me hung, Jack. Who?
What happened, man?
Good question.
You know how a ROM personality matrix works?
Sure, bro. It's a perfect digital copy of a human personality.
Okay. Dix, you are a ROM construct. Got me?
If you say so, who are you?
Case.
Miami, Joe Boy, quick study.
Right. And for start sticks, you and me, we're going to sleaze over to the London grid and access a little data. You got time for that?
You going to tell me I got a choice?
Colonel Willis Cordo had plunged through a blind spot in Russian defenses over Kiev. The mission to fly and inject a virus, Mole 1X, the first true virus in the history of cybernetics. Only the Russians were waiting. Pulse guns and lasers burning. Cordo made it out, ended up in Helsinki with medics sewing him out of a stolen Russian copter. He was shipped home, blind, legless, missing most of his face and screaming inside. He gave evidence at the Pentagon CIA inquiry as he was. He did his job. His evidence saved the right asses. Then they rebuilt Cordo and sent him home. Only he was out of control and still screaming. He vanished for 10 years and then turned up his Armitage. Cool, rich, a man with a mission.
Yeah?
Armitage. We're going to Istanbul tonight. Be ready 14:30 hours.
What about my gear? My deck?
Finn will handle it. Out.
You ever been to Istanbul?
A couple of days once. Long time ago.
Never changes. Bad old town.
Anybody mind telling me why?
Riviera.
Isn't that in France?
Peter Riviera, a man. Ben, take a left.
That's awful narrow. It's awful dark.
Okay. You certain he'll be here tonight?
Certain as we can be with Riviera. Ben, stop. Molly, go. Take us to the corner of the square.
I mean, does everybody know everything except me?
Everybody knows what they need to know, Case.
And why this guy?
You don't give up.
Stop. Out. He has a certain talent that I need. Fan, doorway there. And don't miss.
Hey.
What talent?
Wait.
What do I do?
When I tell you, when you see him, you walk up to him and ask for a moment of his time.
And?
That'll do.
Jesus, this is...
Shh. Okay. Now, Case, do it.
Excuse me, buddy. You got a moment?
I beg your pardon, sir? You want a moment?
Why would that be?
Jesus! Armitage! For God's sake! Armitage, somebody!
Ah! Okay, he's stunned. Now let's rot the bastard.
Molly, good shot.
What was that?
Peter Riviera's talent. He can make you see whatever he wants you to see.
And since he's a poisonous little snake, mostly what you see is pretty nasty.
You ready, Finn?
Yeah.
We'll take him to the hotel. Molly, you bring Case. Get him a beer. I think he's had an upset.
Jesus.
So... what'd you find out about Armitage?
That his name used to be Cordo. That he was taken apart by Operation Screaming Fist and put together physically by the Pentagon. Last known sighting, a French mental hospital.
You figure this artificial intelligence put Cordo's mind back together in France?
Yeah. Thing is, does he know who he was?
You ever seen Armitage when he's not doing anything?
No.
He stops. Sits there looking at the wall, whatever. Then he starts up when this winter mute rings in. How smart's an AI, Case?
That depends. Some aren't much smarter than a dog. The real smart ones are as smart as the Turing police will let them get.
You're a cowboy. How come you aren't fascinated with these things?
They're pretty rare. The brightest are military, and we just can't cut their eyes.
And Wintermute. If it really is running this whole thing, you should talk to it, Case.
Can't be done.
Try.
Why do we need Riviera?
God knows. I'd as soon kill him. He is very bad news. And you didn't answer my question. Why not speak to this AI?
Because you tend to die. Shall we go back to the hotel?
Time to pack.
I look at him differently. This man who was once Colonel Cordo and is now what?
Oh, where to? What's the weather?
They don't have weather, just climate. Freeside.
Hey, in orbit with the rich people.
It's just another space station.
With hotels and parks and oceans and casinos. It's mythical. It's the good times. Hey, it's got its own sun.
Just pack. We meet down in the lobby 1 hour. And Case, don't try and get too smart. Remember those toxin sacks we sewed into your system? They're melting all the time.
Will all passengers please ensure they have taken their SAS medication? Thank you. Our ETA Freeside is 0933 ENT. Thank you.
Ever been, Case?
I told you, once or twice.
Oh, jeez.
What's up?
Worms in my whiskey. Maybe sperms.
Riviera. Peter, no games.
Really, dear Molly. But I do so like games.
If you do, I'll hurt you. A lot. I can do that. I like doing it.
So do I, dear. Perhaps soon we shall play.
That guy is seriously bad news. If you'll excuse me.
Gonna sleep?
No. Jack in.
Hey, Miami. Joe boy.
The familiar configuration of the Eastern Seaboard Fishing Authority's Aztec Pyramid of Data.
How you doing, Dixie?
I'm dead, Case. Had enough time to figure that one.
How's it feel?
It doesn't.
Bother you?
What bothers me is nothing does. So you do me a favor, boy.
What's that, Dix?
When this scam of yours is over, you erase this goddamn thing.
And out.
Earthside THY4365 boarding gate 7. Earthside THY4365 boarding gate 7 now.
Freeside. Casinos this end, hotels, strata title property, lakes near the center. From space, it looks like a big cigar. They call it the spindle. Narrows at the end.
We did our research, Armitage.
Mountain effect as it narrows seems to get higher. The far end, Earth East, that's where our interest lies. There is the Villa Strelide. It has one entrance, otherwise there's no way in.
What's inside, boss?
You are going to be the first to find out. Arrange yourself an invitation, Peter. Do what you have to do.
As Armitage talks, a dozen bright pustules rise on his nose, cheeks, and chin. Even Molly laughs.
You'll need to interest the current resident, young woman. What is it?
Sorry, I was just thinking.
The sores flicker and vanish.
About what?
I need to plan a wardrobe.
Dix, you there?
Where else would I be?
You ever try to crack an AI?
Sure, I was looking at some Brazilian military stuff once, and I sort of felt this thing about 10 levels higher, so I made a pass.
And what did it look like? The visual.
White cube. Densest ice I'd ever seen. Anyhow, I jacked out and told my computer to look it up.
Yeah?
It was on the Turing registry. AI. Frog Company owned the Rio mainframe.
Tessier Ashpool S.A. by any chance?
Yeah, that was it. I went back. It was crazy, but so was I. I figured I'd try to cut the ice.
And?
Hit the first strata, and that was all she wrote. My Joe boy smelled the skin frying and pulled the trodes off me. I'd flatlined.
Hey, the stuff of legend.
Sure, dying and coming back.
I want to have a look at an AI in Bern. Any reason not to?
Well, death, yeah, but... hell, I'm dead anyway.
And I'm going for a pass, Dixie.
Up. It'll be high.
We ascend lattices of light. Levels strobing, a blue flicker. Wintermute, when we come to it, is a simple cube of white light.
Knows we're here. Back off fast. Jack out. Now!
The dark comes down like a hammer. Cold steel odor and ice caresses my spine. And I die. Wintermute takes me into his world.
My body just developed this massive drug deficiency.
So, Herr Hunger Artist, you've come back to us.
Rats, give me a beer. Yeah. Tastes real.
There are certain logics to be honored.
Yeah, I guess. This is still the Matrix, and that would make you Winter and Mute. The AI?
It is so, my artist. I have borrowed certain aspects of your old friend, Rats. I'm glad I caught you.
Before I died,
before you jacked out. Time is short. You'll be making your run in a matter of days. We have a lot to talk about.
Do we?
You want to know what Wintermute is, yeah?
More or less.
Okay, don't mistake the mainframe in Bern for what I am. Insofar as I have an eye, and it isn't quite that simple, then I am the one who arranges things for Armitage, or Colonel Corto. And I should warn you, he's getting very unstable. Still, he only has to function for a few more days.
If you're so goddamn smart, how come you need people like us?
Oh, I don't have nearly as many answers as you might think. I am part of a potential entity. You know, there is another one of me. Well, part of me, in Brazil.
So?
My particular talent is improvisation. I use the material at hand to get what I want. Armitage.
That memory stuff of his. That was you.
I felt you should know. When I found him in France, he was a shell. I put him together, started to build a team.
Is he still crazy?
He's going to come apart on you, Case.
Great. Leaving me full of toxin sacks. Thanks a bundle, bastard.
Wake up, Case. Come out of there, now. I think you were dead for a moment. Get up. We have a show to make.
What? What show?
Floor show at the Venti MCX. Little club here for the very, very exclusive. Word is that Lady Jane Tessier Ashpool will be there tonight. Peter Riviera is the cabaret. I guess Armitage reckons she'll like what she sees.
Yeah, well, that kind of makes me shiver for both of them. And it ain't Armitage. It's Wintermute running in. And I'm...
Are we ready, ladies and gentlemen? Case, put on something decent. Time we were leaving.
Expensive place. A few lights that somehow gather darkness. Armitage, informal suit and shirt. The blue eyes bleached into a whiteness now. Nothing there. And that scares me. This whole deal has gone out of control. Molly eats, looks at me.
Gonna eat yours, Case? Now, this is real. You know what this costs? They gotta raise a whole animal for years. This is in Vagra.
I'm not hungry.
You look awful.
Case, what's wrong with you?
Le restaurant 20e siècle proudly presents the holographic cabaret of Monsieur Peter Riviera.
What light there is goes down. Riviera, on his lapel, blue coals burn in the depths of a black carnation. His fingers flash.
This is called The Doll. I wish to dedicate this premiere to Lady Jane Tessier Ashpool, who is here tonight.
I glimpse a white face in darkness.
And to another lady.
His glance catches our table. The steel blades under Molly's nails flash for a second. Her face pale and angry.
I'd always lived in the room. I couldn't remember ever having lived in any other room. I'd been alone, always.
A plain wooden chair, chipped. An iron bedstead, stained mattress. A single naked light above the bed.
I don't know when I first began to dream of her, but I couldn't quite hold her in my mind. I decided that if I could see part of her, only one part, in the most perfect detail.
A woman's hand lies on the mattress, white, cut off at the wrist. He reaches out, touches it, kisses it, allows it to caress him.
I knew then that if I possessed a part, I would inevitably, in time, possess the whole.
And out of the darkness, a body forms, lying next to Riviera on the stained mattress. At first, a body without a head, as he plays.
And as I possessed, so I must betray. And yet to betray merely a body was poor stuff.
I look at Molly as her head appears on Riviera's doll. Quick silver glass hiding the eyes. The blades extending from under the nails and raking down Riviera's back. Blood and torn flesh and music. And Molly is gone and the show is over.
Why did Riviera do that to me?
Forget it, Case.
And Riviera stands, eyes now turned toward the girl. Her face rapt as she leans on her table, staring at him. And the waiter moves smoothly across, and Riviera goes to her table, bending and taking her small white hand and kissing it.
Where's Molly? Where did she go?
She's gone to prepare herself.
Nothing there at all now.
Now, you won't see her again. You'll be together during the run.
We're going?
Soon now. I want you off the orbital, Case. You can run your side of it from space. Safer that way.
How?
I've arranged a ride for you. The Rastafarian Space Navy.
And he smiles, his meaningless smile, and walks towards the exit.
In episode one of Neuromancer, dramatized for radio by Mike Walker, from the novel by William Gibson, Case was played by Owen McCarthy. Molly, Nicola Walker. Armitage, James Lawrenson. And Rats Wintermute, John Shrapnel. Dixie was Colin Stinton. Finn, Andrew Scott. And Riviera, David Holt. Original music was composed by Ian Dunnett and produced by Kevin Stanton. Technical presentation was by Martha Littlehales and Lee Sperry. Neuromancer was a BBC World Service drama production directed by Andy Jordan.
And
And next week at the same time, you can hear the second and final episode of our two-part adaptation of Neuromancer.
Throw away your guidebook and discover the hidden cultural delights of four African cities: Marrakesh, Maputo, Kampala, and Accra.
Africa, I love my city. It has rhythm, it has music, very busy, the sounds, the smells, speech.
Join us for the very best in bluegrass,
old time,
classic country,
Cajun,
rockabilly,
and western swing.
Every Tuesday morning from 6 to 8 a.m.
We start at 6 with bluegrass, roots and branches.
Then focus on mostly bluegrass at 6:30.
Join your hosts,
Arthur Berman and the lovely Andrea.
We'll start off your day right.
And you're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That's all the time we have for Skald's Hall tonight. Tune next week when we'll have the conclusion of the story. Coming up in a moment is Canada Post Rock with John. So for all of us here in Vancouver, have a safe and happy weekend.